Jeff Kelly joining us from our nonprofit partners at investigativepost.org as we're following reforms in Buffalo with respect to Buffalo Police. But Jeff, any major reforms will require changes to the police contract. Is that right?
That is true. It's absolutely true. It's true in Buffalo, and it's true in cities across the country. And that's in the last couple of months, the mayor and to a lesser extent the Common Council have really sort of tried to cast the contract and the police union that with which they negotiate that contract as barriers to reform. And so we spent a couple of weeks going through that contract to figure out what it meant and whether that claim was true.
What did you find in terms of how the city works with the police union on the contract?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's no doubt that the contract is a really one-sided document. It protects the rights of its union members, of the cops on the street, and the cops in command. But that's another story. What we found that was interesting is, you know, that one-sidedness is not really necessarily because the union is some kind of intransigent opponent to reform. It's because it seems as if the Brown administration and mayors before Byron Brown have never really tried that hard to achieve reform through contract negotiations. What it's really always just been about money. The way the department is run, the way that policing is performed in the city of Buffalo, there seems to be a consensus between the two negotiating parties going back 30-odd years that's just fine. It's really been, these negotiations have been about money, not about reforms. It's only really now that the mayor is talking about reforms. And even now, there's no sign yet that he's trying to achieve those through contract negotiations. He certainly hasn't been in the last year. And that is a critical tool for achieving changes. In fact, it's necessary because if you don't do it through the contract, well, then it's not real.
What is the status of the contract?
Well, the contract expired last July, and with it expired, by the way, the one reform the administration has achieved in the last 10, 15 years, which is a residency requirement. They got that in the last contract negotiation, then let it expire last July without trying to keep it alive. And so now they're going to have to negotiate it again. For most of the last year, the contract negotiations were entirely stalled, mostly because the city was not engaging the union. Now they're picking those negotiations up again next week. They're currently in a state called mediation, which is one step short of arbitration, where you go to a state arbitrator and he decides and both parties have to live with it. If that happens, if they go to arbitration, it's really going to be just about the money again. The arbitrator is going to decide what's a fair raise in this contract for police union for police personnel, and the other issues, things like training, things like annual performance evaluations, which the state requires now, but the city of Buffalo doesn't have, residency requirements, maybe changes to the way discipline is done. None of those things an arbitrator is going to rule on. They're going to just look at money.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate it, and you can read more about this at WBEN.com as well as investigativepost.org. That's Jeff Kelly from our nonprofit investigative partners at investigativepost.org.